the jobs we need and the jobs that just left us.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, broadcasting live this week from the BBC in London, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Good morning. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll ask how much a big American jobs stimulus matters at home and around the world, and we'll look at the international legacy of Apple founder Steve Jobs. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow down 28 points at 10,910. The NASDAQ down about a third of a percent right now, and same with the S&P 500. The Labor Department just reported that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits rose a bit last week. It's now back up above 400,000. And in about an hour, President Obama will hold a news conference about his $447 billion jobs creation package, which so far has met a lot of resistance in Congress. And that's where we'll start now with our guests, Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, who's with us live from Chicago, and Andrew Walker, the economics correspondent for the BBC, who is with me here in the studio in London. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Diane, let me start with you. This jobs plan so far, it's been sitting there for about a month, no action yet. How important is it, do you think, at this point for the U.S. economy that something like this, that a jobs creation package, gets passed soon?
Well, we're incredibly fragile territory in the U.S. economy, and at least a portion of the jobs package needs to be passed to avoid a double-dip recession. The most lowest hanging fruit is extension of the payroll tax, because if it's not done, that will actually be a tax hike in January, which will further curtail consumption.
Andrew Walker, here in London, what do you think? What does the rest of the world want from the U.S. labor market? Does it matter if something gets passed?
It matters very much just what happens to the U.S. labor market, although I suppose it's another question whether some people would argue whether President Obama's approach is the right one. But for the rest of the world, the U.S. is an enormously important export market. The state of its financial markets have all sorts of implications for the rest of the world. And right now, when we've got these terrible problems in Europe, I think something positive coming out of the U.S. is something the rest of the world needs very badly.
Well, when you watch Washington get stuck in this stalemate that it's in right now, how does that look to the rest of the world?
It's a curious thing, I mean, because bear in mind, especially from here in Europe, we just don't have the same kind of constitutional stalemates. Typically, most governments are governments because they have majority support in the legislature. Hmm. So the kind of standoff you've got between executive and legislature doesn't tend to happen in Europe. We do have other kinds of stalemates, it has to be said. Eurozone governments, for example, are squabbling rather ineffectually about exactly what to do about the situation in the Eurozone. But that's squabbling between different governments rather than within a constitutional system.
Diane Swonk, back to you. Andrew just brought up the euro debt crisis. As an economist, when you look at both of these situations, stalemate in Washington and a European debt crisis, which is more of a concern to you for the American economy?
Well, certainly a financial crisis in Europe is a major concern for the U.S., although it is stunning to see that Europe, although moving slowly, is at least moving, and Washington is stuck in gridlock.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and Andrew Walker, economics correspondent for the BBC. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Well, now to the sad news that Apple's founder and former CEO Steve Jobs died yesterday at the age of 56. He came from California. He worked in California, but his influence stretched around the world. I started off the day today at the Apple store in Covent Garden here in London and spoke with Sam Ho, who stopped by just to pay tribute.
I don't want to sound too sentimental, but you know, this stuff has kind of changed my life and the way I listen to music, the way I get in touch with my friends, the way I access the internet. You know, it's just a life changer.
That was the scene here in London. Similar thoughts and remembrances are pouring in from around the world. And as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports now from Shanghai, many Chinese people see something uniquely American about the innovation and creativity of Steve Jobs.
When PhD student Wang Qianchun heard about the death of Steve Jobs, he came here to Asia's newest and largest Apple store in downtown Shanghai. He figured it was the best way to pay tribute to his hero. I ask him if China will ever have a Steve Jobs.
I don't think so.
If Steve Jobs were born in China, he wouldn't have become what he is today. Our education system doesn't encourage innovation or creativity.
Innovation may not be China's strong suit, but assembly lines are. Chinese factory workers put together thousands of iPhones and iPads a day. But China is now more important to Apple for its consumers, people like Shen Zhiyang.
We Chinese have a hard time following our hearts. He did. I really admire him. But I've never wanted to buy an Apple product because everyone has one.
But Shen is so moved by the passing of Apple's founder that 10 minutes later, he walks out of the store with a smile and a new iPad 2. Assembled in China, bought in China, inspired by Steve. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about all the industries that Steve Jobs changed. Music, cell phones, computers. Well, here's another. Public radio. After all, if it weren't for Steve Jobs and the iPod, there would never have been a podcast. That was change enough, but now you can get on your iPhone or iPad or iPod Touch and stream live programs or public radio stations. I used to say that as long as Americans were addicted to driving, public radio would be okay because so many of us listen in our cars. Now I say public radio will be okay as long as Americans are addicted to driving and to all the devices that Steve Jobs gave us. We've got a slideshow of Steve Jobs' life and legacy at marketplace.org. In London, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
On Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, it's tough times getting by for a lot of riders, but not all of them.
I had several friends, computer science majors in particular, they were getting offered $35 an hour as summer interns before they even have their bachelor's degree.
I'm Tess Vigeland, riding the bus, talking the economy, next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.